on Curiosity Stream.
I'm James Burke. I'm going to take you on a journey through time.
James Burke's visionary series returns, reimagined for our time.
Now, this is all uncharted territory.
The Washington Post hails Burke as one of the most intriguing minds in the Western world. The New York Times raves he careens from one great moment in history to another.
Where do we want to go from here?
Experience all new. Connections.
So what's the next connection?
With monthly, annual, and bundled plans, find the one that works for you at CuriosityStream.com. New on CuriosityStream. How do you connect a 16th century potato to limitless energy production? Could Napoleon's toothpick have a direct link to a machine that predicts the future? And how can a 1700s conch shell chart a course to humans connecting their brains to the internet? James Burke's visionary series Connections returns for a new generation. Experience all new Connections. With monthly, annual, and bundled plans, find the one that works for you at CuriosityStream.com.
Who just picked the wrong fight?
I'm a sick puppy, you can catch a sick bite. Could be rabbit, could have COVID, watch a lead pipe. Put an end to everything you might have hoped for. Understand that, don't pretend to care a lot, no. Call Humane Society, puppy needs a dope live. With all this anxiety that I'm trying to cope with. In possession of a weapon that I should be locked up. Those that cross me smoke like coke that is getting rocked up. To the asylum, drop flopping in a three now. Still ain't stopping, still go hop. Still I hope you bleed out. Still I feed them to the wolves. That is what we are, cash. Bodies meant a happy end, for you might be far-fetched. It's the stench of the decomposition and decay what they lay for the last. To decay, so I say the condition is far worse than it was in the past. So was mine because of lean Jaeger and the cocaine. Taking bomb above the blow like a tank of propane. Living fast but dying slow, stranger blasted so long. Thought I'd go but 34, proved the best. So wrong, go motherfucker, keep it moving, keep on trucking. Ain't no time for rubbernecking, don't look back, lay off the brakes. Pay attention, never mention LSP without respect, or you will be an RIP for you to bleed. That's all it takes.
Hey,
I'm a sick puppy, you can catch a sick bite. Could be rabbit, could have COVID, watch a lead pipe. Put an end to everything you might have hoped for. Understand that, don't pretend to care a lot, no. Call Humane Society, puppy needs a dope live. With all this anxiety that I'm trying to cope with. In possession of a weapon that I should be locked up. Those that cross me smoke like coke that is getting rocked up.
If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. West Coast jump, dirty south bounce. Midwest, East Coast, let me hear you shout. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. West Coast jump, dirty south bounce. Midwest, East Coast, let me hear you shout. If you're with me, stand up.
Hard target.
You ain't sit down.
Everybody wanna hold me down. Everybody wanna hold the crown. Everybody wanna rap when the mic's around. But when it's time to come back, no one's around. Let them build it all up till it crumbles down. Till the trash man coming, I'm dumping out. Tell them off for AC/DC thunder sound. I'ma show you the underground. I ain't fucking around. Back when bars involved, had passion, actually had heart and song. Shit rapping now ain't hard at all. A bunch of actors selling you package thoughts. But my filter's off. A box cut around the face, then I peel it off. I'm in an old box, shabby, peeling off. If you wanna beat the game, you gotta kill the boss. Let the county burn, and I know that your cowards hurt. Yeah, loud it hurts. Hope you choke like smoke on a pound of dirt. And I'm loud as perk, and your single is whack, and your album's worse. Back down to earth, one word that you're coming back out the skirt. I said, bitch, don't stand up. Said, I want it all now, put them hands up. When a thing go click, better man up. Better tell them who the boss is, Danza. If you're with me in the city, then I'm fitting to get it busy in a boxed out Chevy and a 40 doing 50. When a motherfucker spit, let them know I ain't dipping. Young man, bitch, let them know I ain't pipping.
If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. West Coast jump, dirty south bounce. Midwest, East Coast, let me hear you shout. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. West Coast jump, dirty south bounce. Midwest, East Coast, let me hear you shout. If you're with me, stand up. Yeah, sit down.
Man, I'm rigged up, ready, hit it. All red Chevy, NASCAR proof, T-Spade and Dreddy. Got a noose in the back, cut loose on the track. Woof, woof on the track, nuts ain't so heavy. I got a hard on with my hard hat. I go hard, dog, I don't fall back. I go balls out, no raw raws, just raw rap. And that's all fame. I'm just a backwards cap with my hat turned back. I'm a full-time fool with a part-time mat to rap. A backpacker, got a black strap to match, it don't matter. Line them up back to back, I jump in it. Cause I don't spin it, I tell you how you supposed to get it. You don't feel it, anybody close to me can get hit up. If they don't wanna stand, forget them, they gon'
shake the cost. If you really got the backbone,
ain't sit down. West Coast jump, dirty sound bounce. Midwest, East Coast, let me hear you shout. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down. West Coast jump, dirty south bounce. Midwest, East Coast, let me hear you shout. If you're with me, stand up. You ain't sit down.
Stand up.
Into a world where you double what he did, cause he learned. Give it up or get fucked and turned, homie.
I'm the realest in the business, and everybody gonna be envious at my beginnings. Got a circus for the sinners with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. Cause I'm the realest in the business, and everybody gonna be envious at my beginnings. Got a circus for the sinners with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. I done got hit in the head, barely survived that shit. Minus a 9 from 10, them and them spots still exist. But fuck a position, I'm tuning them in. Little, you rock out with it. I ain't never gonna be an opt out, miss it, get the Glock out with it. Get the pop and dip out of smoke with the homies, we mobbing while I'm cleaning the stash of my caliber. Some of them might got your name on them, while I brag about shit that can happen. I'm the reason that they got a chain on them. When I rap, they consider me a Gatling, filling up mags, I'm finna go clapping. Getting that bag with a gold be rabbit, I know they hate this flow. I'm in the mode to get to killing again with the best stick in your dough. You're never getting a penny unless still in the flows, and I'ma spread it again. Tickety hole, they get the bitch and the bigger the breast. Nevertheless, I'ma get it anyway that you can never better. Instead of setting a better, but let up with the Beretta. Make it do good, and your bitches in front of better. Cause I'm kinda getting fed up, always leaving y'all wet up. Like, I'm a realist in the business, and everybody gonna be envious at my beginnings. Got a circus for the sentence with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. Cause I'm a realist in the business, and everybody gonna be envious at my beginnings. Got a circus for the sentence with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition.
Cause I've really no right to complain much. Hip hop has been good to me, huh? Well, but when they say that I'm only top 5, cause I'm white, why would I be stunned? My skin color's still working against me, cause second I should be to none. Being white ain't why they put me at 5. Nope, it's why they can't put me at 1. They're coming with more venom, so the haters I'm aiming it toward them, and all the envious rappers I torch if I'm on a joint with them. And that is the only retort, is I'm not played in the clubs. Motherfucker put a cork in it. Only reason they still play your shit in the clubs is cause you still performing them. I am a guest in this house, but I turn this bitch to a mansion. That's an expansion, made it gargantuan. England, Germany, France, and Japan's in this bitch, even Dubai. Because my music, they do buy. You died trying to scientist, two side guy. Just could not unscrew my head up the blue eyed devil. I never quit, do I? Not cause you know you get washed like a bar. So you pussy, you wouldn't give a cigar to smoke. And I know it eats at your heart like an artichoke. Because you know that's how likely you are to choke. Your heart is broke as I rip you apart. I go bananas, proceed to spit every bar. Rogue, I was spitting before my mother's water broke. It's not even close, you bitch, I'm my father. Go. Gen Z is acting like rap experts. Zip up your gaps and close your mouths. Bitch, you ain't been on this planet long enough to tell me how rap's supposed to sound. Y'all need to stick to what you do best. Shooting schools up, yeah. Go load up rounds and your parents is gats. And go to class and let off at the strap and go to town. Shout to the Furious Five and Grandmaster Flash. But boy, there's someone who really is furious. Stay out his path, his wrath avoid. And I'll be the last to toy with a juice head whose brain is like half destroyed. Like a meteor hit it. Well, then went Melly Mel. We lost his asteroid scams. God was like, I got him, but I'm gonna start him at the bottom of the barrel. Brought him in the world where the mother wasn't value him, and his father was a coward. Taught him as a child when the fucking body was around how to get himself up and out of poverty. And now not even a growl in his stomach, gotta be a hound. So they put your body in the ground. Probably gonna sound like a cliche, but when haters try to beat you down, say fuck him.
Cause I'm the realest in the business, and everybody gonna be envious. I'm a big boss. Got a circus for the sinners with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. Cause I'm the realest in the business, and everybody gonna be envious. I'm a big boss. Got a circus for the sinners with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition.
I'm just playing, Gen Z. You know I love you.
Hate me, I'm not surprised, but if you do some stupid shit and then prove the shit, then apologize. I'll lose it quick, you might not survive, you dumb stupid bitch. You'll get locked inside a dark room, a pit with no room to shit, just a 2 minutes, barely coffin size. Other people have lost their lives for much less than what you just thought you tried. It's really not your fault, you just always high and don't think shit through. You're an honest guy, you got 2 cute kids and the hottest wife and no clue. I'm here with a sharpened knife that I brought for you when you walk outside. Surprise, it's groomed, and he's lost his mind. I don't wanna kill you, I wanna keep you, I wanna use you, wanna abuse you, I wanna lead you to the edge and then tease you. The relief that you seek isn't coming, it's plea, feel the pain that I feed you.
You fucked with me and thought you got away, but I told you how it ain't over now. Bitch, you stuck with me and now you gotta stay in this broken house, there ain't no way out. Because you fucked with me and thought you got away, I told you how it ain't over now. Bitch, you stuck with me and now you gotta stay.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, you stuck with me and now you gotta stay.
Yeah, yo. We're roommates now, well not exactly, there's rules laid out. Like don't you get out that fucking cage for any reason, it's too late now. Your mind forever, the tools came out, your spine got severed, why don't you lay down? Let's vibe together, live life together, you die whatever, I ain't two-faced pal. In like 2 days I can have a new play pal and a new face added to my suitcase pal. It's a new day, gotta get the suitcase out, full of cool blades like another tooth came out. It's a new game that you're lucky to play, just another Tuesday. I'm a little too strange, gotta get a new brain, moving up the food chain. Dispose of you, then roll up on a new candidate to say, I don't wanna kill you, I wanna keep you, I wanna use you,
wanna abuse you. I wanna lead you to the edge and then tease you. The relief that you seek isn't coming, it's plea for the pain that I feed you.
You fucked with me and thought you got away, but I told you how it ain't over now. Bitch, you stuck with me and now you gotta stay in this broken house, there ain't no way out. Because you fucked with me and thought you got away, but I told you how it ain't over now. Bitch, you stuck with me and now you gotta stay. Bitch, you stuck with me and now you gotta stay.
Alpha.
I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend. It's not like back when, I'm not like back then. That me is past tense, you see me through a crack lens. I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend. Bad friend, ooh, I'm a bad friend. Bad friend, yeah, I'm a bad friend. See me through a crack lens, thinking I'm like back then. I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend.
Bad listener, I'm not the one that you should vent to. Do I look like I want any visitors? Get out my green room at the venue. Bad actor too, I can't pretend. BFF ain't that acronym to describe me. It's likely SOB. Don't talk to me, I don't need a friend. I won't remember your birthday.
Please.
Might hurt your feelings.
Whoops, oh geez.
And invite to your wedding.
Nope, no need.
Might come to your crib, don't smoke your weed. Raid your fridge, eat your ribs. I'ma need a bib, then I'll leave.
Actually, can I borrow some movies?
You're never gonna get back those DVDs. I don't know why you put up with my BS. Maybe one day you'll acquire a little sense. I'm not who I was in high school. Get it through your head. But I know there's nothing you wouldn't do for your friends.
I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend. It's not like back when, I'm not like back then. That me is past tense, you see me through a crack lens. I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend. Bad friend, ooh, I'm a bad friend. Bad friend, yeah, I'm a bad friend. See me through a crack lens, thinking I'm like back then. I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend.
Wait, did I agree to this feature?
Nah.
Bag of tricks, who the fuck is this? Don't remember him either. I ain't keeping no secrets. Guessing I ain't a keeper. I won't call your ass on Christmas, Rosh Hashanah, Kwanzaa, Easter. I got 50 bucks in my name and I'ma spend it all on me. Cancel every plan I made when I was high last week. Anytime that I speak, I'm a dick, menace freak. Hold on, when's this song come out again? Cause I may... I only sent you a message to get your password for Netflix. And I re-gift everything that I ever got as a present. I let your house plans die when you went on vacation. You trusted me with the keys and tonight I'm throwing a rager.
Let's go.
I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend. It's not like back when, I'm not like back then. That me is past tense, you see me through a crack lens. I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend. Bad friend, ooh, I'm a bad friend. Bad friend, yeah, I'm a bad friend. See me through a crack lens, thinking I'm like back then. I'm not a bad man, but I'm a bad friend.
Be enchanted this holiday season at Meadowlark's Winter Walk of Lights. Gather your friends, family, or that special someone and enjoy a leisurely half-mile walk along an elegant paved garden trail aglow with countless sparkling lights and see Vienna's Meadowlark Botanical Gardens as you've never seen it before. Sparkling. Your holiday season starts now. Don't wait any longer because capacity is limited. Reserve tickets today and be enchanted this holiday season at winterwalkoflights.com. That's winterwalkoflights.com.
There's only one road into Key West, but you won't believe where it can take you. Travel back in time to a city rich with history. discover amazing artists and musicians, taste seafood fresh off the boat, or just kick back and soak up the island vibe. For more about Key West, visit flakeys.com. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Storm through the fucking ground, jumping in the pit, bitch. Break through your fucking bones, leave them in the distance. Catch a body shit, bloody murder scene music. Let somebody trip, and I'm guaranteed to lose it. Storm through the fucking ground, jumping in the pit, bitch. Break through your fucking bones, leave them in the distance. Catch a body shit, bloody murder scene music. Let somebody trip, and I'm guaranteed to lose it.
Through your fucking bones. Let the body flip. Let the body flip. They want bloodshed, let the bodies pile up. Lay them face down, hate it when they looking up. We going superhuman, it's a frantic psychotic. We going superhuman, it's a frantic psychotic. Dead bodies in the mausoleum, let them out. Do them jam with the maggots.
I'm about to end it right about now. Piss right up on the fucking couch. Frames all over my favorite posters. I wasn't sober. A roller coaster is what my life felt like. I'll take a toaster and toss it in the tub to get high. I'm never lower than how the fuck I feel like. But still I'm crushing motherfuckers underneath my feet in real life. Low bitch.
Let the body flip. Let the body flip.
They want bloodshed, let the bodies pile up. Lay them face down, hate it when they looking up. We going superhuman, it's the frantic psychotic. We going superhuman, it's the frantic psychotic. Dead bodies in the mausoleum, let them out. Do them jam with the maggots in their mouth.
To be chosen by me as I'm walking by.
Yeah.
It is a far cry for the small child with a false mother. Implore to God to please save me from my wicked mom and vindictive, sadistic stepfather.
Save me.
I grew up in a vile trauma, threw up and vomited bile, often violent, offer in silent mourning. My life is like a horrid Vietnamese war to torture.
Action.
My words become soiled, solid, awkward, armored, poison product, ink farm, a drama starter. I shoot for the moon just to watch it bleed out stardust. I'm the most honest artist.
Yeah.
I once loaded a cartridge and felt it exploding in my forehead, but somehow missed the dreaded death process. I walked out of the wretched suicide forest, stronger than any illegal Colombian cocaine harvest.
Yeah.
With more female fans than a narcissist, lead rock guitarist. The letdowns of my life hobbled me. Pathetic rivalries, ugly haters, mockery, constantly honorary, won't honor me. Mad because they lost the aesthetic genetic lottery, embedded in my astronomy, autonomy, fight of the deadliest apocalypse, Valkyrie, angrily obstructed to call the cavalry. What the fuck, I am the cavalry, nigga.
Why you practicing with the world priest? Every sermon making me the man of your girl's dreams. Your nautical black pearl sings, betrayal shaking the audible tactical retreat, submersible 800 feet deep, crashing in the barrier reef, bring a malaria to the area of the beach. I spit his acid with an axe fitted, you ask for this hazardous. My vocabulary is anti-antique.
Yeah,
I'm a savage that happens to write in a stone tablet that can't be folded. A crease flow, cohesive speech, native phonetic fixture that has a mixture of sitting bull and cochise. Hybrided beast that at the very least make sure that your intake of oxygen permanently decreased. Cheaters a problem, have everyone you revolve with dissolve it in liquid bleach.
I choose scriptures that I'm a ticket as I make the Bible shallow. I'm like a medieval artisan creating masterpieces inside of an ivory tower. Patented them coward, you're all successful. You ain't even write them rhymes.
Yeah.
It's ironic that you made it but didn't make it at the same time.
Who's better than you, nigga?
Who's better than you, nigga?
Yeah.
DJ Rose.
DJ Rose.
Try to tell these niggas, man, for real.
Nobody knows, Wiggles. Nobody knows.
Crazy.
hanging to the center of doors. So all lame brains on the entrance will smoke is hang dangling. When the killing is on your main take, then I'm getting my dough. If you gang gang, leave you dead with them ghosts. It's pain stank and they hit what you want. I'm putting on my war paint. It ain't face paint. I follow the one Conan. I'm the way you alone. I throw hands with the force of a horde. I broke back. Fuck a sword to the stone, then toast that. Like you walk in the moon, I hold back. Never gone for broke. The smoke stab. With a war horse, I roam the blowback. Leave you torched in a hole.
The blowback, leave you torched in a hole.
I'm turning the icicle and winning in you and leaving no prints when it simmers and dries. And leaving it there with the blood melts inside you with no trace. Has love while I'm swimming, I die. Pussy, they nothing amount of their leaves. And they couldn't meet me in the streets. So the cypher's awoken the goat. Now I'm hocus and poking the heads off these faking ass bitches. I'm striking the diamonds inside of the tomahawk. Sprinkling the energies high from the gods up in space. And with every strike, it's a lightning, a life and death mixing with blood and the flesh in his name. Jesus alive, man, rock with Sakata with Shiva inside of Imanas. We met where we'll stop at the end of the world with the gavel to watch the world where the judgment is handed. Magnificent, megalodemic, my mated. I'm cautious, displaying my actual greatness. You capping, you lying, you faking, you nothing, you pussy, you nada. I'm thundering, shaking the walls in all of these underground halls where I've been patient. Out of the drain, doors open up.
Barbarian weak.
I kept it. I lost a lot of stuff. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of strength. I lost a lot of courage. I lost a lot of time. I lost a lot of money. But I kept down on my knees. I was still believing. Broke, I was believing. Lonely, I was believing. Betrayed.
They count me out. Well, you can't count. I'm well seasoned. I be well in doubt. I am him.
I am him.
They question some friends, they in and out. I'm still the chosen one on my accounts. Deep down, I'm a great one. Prophecy written, no mistakes, none. Take one. When you be shining, they tend to hate one. Fake ones. I see many levels past phase one. I'm pressure, a different placement. Diamond in the rough.
There is no control in me, cause I put my heart on my sleeve. Presence of the great, great, great. They overlooking me, wake state, stay way late. I'm in position, no great take, vacates. I feel the voids in they blank space. But said and done, I kept a great pace. I am him.
How do you make a shepherd boy king? He had not been trained. He didn't go to school for it. He wasn't prepared for it.
Amen.
But God said, I found me a man who's after my heart. And he's going to be the next king.
King, no middleman. I'm in the man. No box, no cellophane to get in here. I'm Gilligan's. I'm chosen. The scroll is effortless. My reach, I'm ambidextrous. Diamond in the rough.
There is no control in me. Cause I put my heart on my sleeve. Smoking mirrors in the air when they missed it. Even in the presence of the great one. There is no control in me. Cause I put my heart on my sleeve. Presence of the great.
It exists before Moses.
You've been in the presence of the great.
It's the gateway to everything promised to you.
You've been in the presence of the great.
You have to be strong to stick to your convictions. Faith never goes out of style.
Ready, bro? God sent.
We just always wanna go back, reminisce on these memories. Think about on the times we weren't enemies. When our energies weren't clashing, we pretend to be full of passion. It's all good for a little. Holding up, you don't hold me up, so I don't hold enough. just, I got no feelings for the finer things. I've severed it, left all my pathways open. I don't wanna walk alone, but I don't got no patience for no people. Play alone, yeah, you could go ahead and break me to a finer dust, but I just float off in the wind. I ain't trying to run. See, I don't feel the things you feel the way you feel them. I hide them.
If you would like to be a proud sponsor on Replicon Radio, shoot us an email at therepliconiswatching@gmail.com for more information.
Oh, 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 it's a car commercial. What up, y'all? What's up, Big Brew?
What's up?
What's up, Malenko?
West Side Connects.
Dead Body Man is fired again today.
At the family reunion.
Whoop, whoop. What up, Ninjas? What up, Ron the Don? What up, Wiggle Works? What up, Montana Josh? What up, Trevor Tanner? Whoop, whoop, up in this bitch.
What up,
How's
y'all?
Everybody doing, y'all? You guys out there living the dream, doing a thing? You guys are in here talking crazy in the other chat. What's up, Hey Merle, Bearded Freak in the building? Hope everybody's doing good, man. It's Monday. We're here. We're live. We're doing it.
Another Monday strikes again.
Big Roo still can't walk, and we are still live from his living room, in case you didn't know. My man's broken. You can almost see his balls.
It's a new setup. Going to be like this for a long time.
Is it?
Forever's and ever's, no. Hope not.
I don't think you look any clearer, by the way.
I think it looks a little better.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
Not on your TV, though.
You don't think?
No. But I guess it's buffering. Buffering. I need some aspirin or some buffering. It's going all right, Ron and Don. It's going all right for a Monday. Getting the week started, you know what I mean? Best way to do it is right here on Replicon Radio. How's your Monday going? You know what I didn't do? I didn't get comments for the...
Nobody left any?
I mean, there was some.
Just no good ones?
Nothing. I mean, they're all good.
Are they? If they were, then you would agree.
But there wasn't nothing like, it was just like, boom, boom, much love. You know what I'm saying? Like, or there wasn't nothing like super entertaining.
Right. I am pretty relaxed. I ain't going to lie.
You took a gummy?
Pretty comfy sitting in this chair.
Is it it's choppy for y'all too? Our stream's choppy?
Is it?
Could be. We're, you know what I'm saying? We're, who knows, man? We're experiencing growing pains, if you will. Or even if you won't. You got a comment for me? I have not seen the Barbie movie. Still have yet to see it.
I'm pretty sure you already know my answer to that.
We probably won't see it.
Pretty sure everybody knows the answer to that. What the fuck am I going to watch it for? It's for women. I ain't a fucking... It's for
it's not,
kids.
Though.
No, it is. Barbie dolls were made for girls.
Wiggles has a comment for you, Big Roo.
Okay.
It's up on the screen now.
We're working on it. Calm down, man. I'm crippled, okay? I ain't had time to really do shit.
Your leg's missing?
One of them is. No, we get it to you. The last one we sent you never made it to you. So we're going to make sure this one gets to you.
We have to wait till you have a secure address.
Right. No, I'm kidding. I'm working on it. I want it to be special.
There really is no fun comments.
No?
People talking shit about Riff Raff, which has been going on for a month now. Boop, 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 boop.
Ron the Don, amputee. Oh, shit. How long have you been missing that? What age were you when you lost your leg? Or, well, I guess, yeah, obviously you lost it because it was amputee. How old were you when that happened? Holy shit.
Or how, why?
To an infection from diabetes is how.
Hey.
Well, that's not fun.
That's not fun. That shit scares me all the time. All the time, man.
Uncle Juffy gave y'all a short.
He did.
Sweet.
A shout. Shout out. Or you could call it a short, though. He gave us a short out. 3 months ago. Holy shit.
Wow.
What happened? I mean, I just got an infection. Next thing you know, you just didn't have a leg no more? Like... I'm on, that shit scares me, though.
I mean, he got infected. He cut off.
Whoa.
Did that really just happen in your headphones, too?
Yeah,
I thought it was my headphones.
I thought it was mine, too.
But apparently, it was everything.
What's up, Ryan Lovejoy? We hope you have a day.
Well, I hope you're doing all right and getting better at being used to it.
Wiggles. I think I've been pretty...
There's only one road into Key West, but you won't believe where it can take you. Travel back in time to a city rich with history. Discover amazing artists and musicians. Taste seafood fresh off the boat, or just kick back and soak up the island vibe. For more about Key West, visit flakeys.com. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pretty calm about it. You ain't been here in a year, dog.
Right.
Motherfucker just disappears all year and then comes back. I'm ready for football. Wear my shirt.
Right.
We love you. That's a roof. That's a roof.
Things take time.
Love takes time.
I mean, I've only been dealing with this shit since last year, and it's gotten worse over this year, so.
When you're hurting so much. You know, it's like, you're doing that, or just going away, man?
And it's going to be one of a kind designed by me, so calm down.
One of a kind.
Unless you just want just any shirt, then I'll have one sent out to you tomorrow. Get you one of them little black and white dinos. We'll send one out tomorrow.
A P piece of skin came off of my foot from plowing snow. Wow. That's wild. That sucks, man. Sorry, that happened.
That's fucking crazy.
It's wild, bro. That's like, what's his name? Artist Chesty Scrub, the guy who drew our cartoons. He like scraped his toe with the Gatorade or something, cut his toe on a rock or some shit. Motherfucker got infected. He lost his toe.
You're supposed to clean that shit out and keep it wrapped up.
I know.
Oh, now it's taking my time. You don't want that old raggedy white and black and white one, huh? No, we'll get it out to you. I promise.
It's hidden in your bloodstream. That's fucking scary, dog.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Now you got me scared, bro. You got me scared, motherfucker.
You got to take care of yourself.
Well, you know.
And when things happen, you got to keep.
What if it's hidden in my bloodstream?
Well, then there ain't. I mean.
I got, you know what I'm saying? I got the diabetes too, man. You change the animal again before they hit Europe. I saw that you guys were doing a show with them. Shout out to Hemlock for show. Those guys are dope. When are they heading to Europe? I mean, it'd be cool. We're like, as you can tell, we're like bootleg Replicon right now.
Everything's buffering my computer. To...
Yeah. Seems like the internet's kind of jacky, maybe.
Shouldn't be.
My shit went from green light to red light.
I just paid them motherfuckers.
You didn't pay them enough, I guess.
No, that paid the whole fucking fucking bill.
You ain't paying them enough. Got a new leg 2 weeks ago. Happy birthday, man.
Make sure you're connected to mine and not a neighbor's.
I don't know how I would ever be.
Because if you had it hooked up to the neighbor's, then it might have switched over to that one.
No.
Okay.
Probably just the computer. Because we need a new computer. Give us your money.
We need new everything. We need new bodies, new names, new people. Well,
we need new people?
Yeah. We the three of us need to be somebody else.
If you wait long, you can just ship last year's with this year's in the same box. No, you're sippy, right? Yeah, that's you. It's all good.
Yeah.
Sippy Longstocking.
The Sippy.
Hey, man, you know, I try.
100%, man. If you are a diabetic, make sure you do take care of yourself.
That shit came out of nowhere, too. You know what I mean? That's a wild ride. And it, like he said, this shit came out of nowhere. That shit came out of nowhere in my life. I mean, I would never say I was like healthy, but I was just like a chubby kid.
I would never say you were healthy.
I'm not saying I was. I would never say that. But all of a sudden, I'd be like just out of nowhere. Like, that's wild. It's more wild to look at it in retrospect than it was when it happened. Because now, like, 5 years later, I learned when it happened. And it was when I lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing in the world. You remember that shit? We talked about that before. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, I just started losing weight for no reason. Eating Lee's chicken every day. I was losing weight.
And then it caught up.
And I was like, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? I had to go buy new clothes and shit. I was wearing like 42 pants, and I went down to fucking 36. I started buying fucking XL shirts and shit. Like, what? And then I found out my body went into ketosis because I had diabetes and didn't know it.
That could happen. That's
and then I've been fucked up ever since. Taking medicines. We do need a new ICP tour.
Well, that ain't going to happen this year.
No. Probably. You got the gathering and you're going to get Hollow Wicked.
Probably won't happen next year either.
That's it. I don't know. You never know.
Well, I know how after you pay attention to something for a long time, you tend to learn how it works.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Is there?
Well, remember the stuff, what was that, last week or 2 weeks ago? We were talking about things that we're not supposed to know about. And people were commenting about things that we are not supposed to know about.
And yes.
But they knew about them somehow.
Right.
Well, now those same people are like hanging out with other people. So it's like, I don't know.
Fuck, who knows anymore?
That's all. I did that too, brother. I mean, I made some changes in my life. I'm still a fat kid, though. But I did quit smoking. I smoked for a long time. Bruce's still on that cigarette tip, though. I got my Diet Mountain Dew, though. Diet Mountain Dew, though. What's up with you? How's your handicap week been, Ru?
Just another week.
Just sitting here enjoying yourself?
I mean, I'm trying to get up, get out, do shit, but...
Yeah.
Ain't much that I can fucking do until I get to the doctor's appointment.
Did you go to the water park?
Did not go to a water park.
Go down some slides and shit.
Fuck, I wish. Trust me, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're enjoying being off. No, motherfucker. If I wasn't in the situation I'm in, maybe I'd be enjoying the time off, but... Honestly, I'd rather be back. I'd rather be at work and working. I don't like being at home. I don't like sitting at home. I like sitting at home, like after a hard week's worth of work, come home and then relax. I don't like being like this and not being able to do shit.
Just relaxing.
Yeah, I've done relaxed enough.
That's what happened to you too. You went from 300 pounds to 180 and four. I didn't go that drastic, but I definitely lost some weight.
You probably could have if you would have not caught it when you did.
Maybe. ICP hasn't been there since 2016.
That sounds about right. They haven't been here since fucking probably 2017, 18. 26, no, probably 2016 because they were probably a tour.
I can't remember when the last ICP tour was. Fury Fest. Probably what it was. Like them together.
Maybe. It might have been longer than 2016.
I feel like they were here. I don't know. Yes, well, Jay and Shaggy were both just here separately.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You will imagine the weight you lose by cutting out fucking sugar.
Until your body gets, I feel like my body just gets used to shit. You know what I mean?
Well, it eventually slowed.
Like when
down.
I smoked, I was good, and then when I quit smoking, it was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, you're still fucked. We're gonna still fuck you up. Oh, you stopped drinking fucking soda with sugar in it and fucking sugary drinks. Oh, that's nice. Nah, never mind. We're used to it. Fuck you. Like, do more. Do more.
Eventually, your body gets used to having shit, and then once you take it away, it don't like it.
It seemed like I was in better health when I was DJing and drinking all the time.
Well, because you were more mobile than you are now.
It's like my body was... I always thought all my shit was like fermented.
Most of those days, you were standing longer than you'd stand now.
I don't know about that.
Sure.
I mean, maybe when I was DJing, I stood up a lot. 2019 was Fury Fest.
No, they weren't here then.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
2019?
Yep.
That was the last time they were here, Pops.
At least. I mean, there could have been another one after that, but I don't think there was.
No, there was.
Why are you retracting messages?
We put people in timeout for that shit. I'm just kidding.
You make a mistake, you leave it. Ritz, Mushroom Head, and Ouija Mac.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that show. Well, I don't remember Ouija being here, though.
Not a lot of people knew Ouija, even back then. As short of a time ago that was.
That was 2019? I remember Ritz being on the fucking show. Maybe because I didn't pay attention to fucking Ouija. I was probably outside smoking or something.
Could be.
I was outside not giving a fuck.
I mean, it's a long time, but it's not that. I mean, considering, like, COVID.
That's 4 years ago.
Yeah, no, but, like, that'd be a long time if it wasn't for, like, there was, like, 2 years where you really couldn't do shit.
I don't know. I think people just freaked out for no reason.
I'm not saying anything about what did or didn't happen. I'm just saying it happened. Why is that the most blurriest thing in the world? I can't read that at all. Is there a copy of that flyer that's not blurry as shit? Guess not.
So, you could have a little bit of sugar. You just don't want to, just all you eat is fucking sugar. I mean, if you go like 6 months without having any fucking soda and then you drink a soda, your body's probably going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Well, that shit's weird. It all depends on the person, too.
But if you have, like, a little bit of sugar...
I mean, in all reality, you need a little bit of sugar, but, like, good sugar. Soda sugar doesn't even make sense. Like, your body doesn't understand it. It's not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be able to drink sugar like that. It's not natural. It's a drug.
I mean, it's real. I mean...
But sugar that's in, like, fruit and shit is natural sugars, and it's, like, good for you in small doses.
In moderates.
Yeah. Moderations.
Slamfest was the last time they were there? Holy fuck. I guess that was a long time ago.
Fury! That was right before Fury Fest, right? That was a good show, though. That was when they had the toys.
They came out in the boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. That may have been the last time I seen them, to be honest with you. Maybe I didn't go to the one in 2019.
I think the last time you saw him was when we went to the gathering, right?
Well, yes, but...
The COVID gathering. COVID gathering, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to pay attention because I feel like I see them pretty damn often.
Yeah.
I'm at most of their... Especially now. Well, because, yeah, they stopped touring. They were doing the big... They were just doing events.
Right.
The fucking Hootenanny and prom night and... The coin shows, which we still haven't gotten the fifth one. And then the gathering, Hollow Wicket. They did the show at the office. Oh, yeah. Samfest was 2018. That was the year before Fury Fest. Oh,
yeah.
They played here then, too. That was with Attila. Yeah, and then they added somebody to our show, a rapper. Like a big name rapper. I can't remember who the fuck it was. It was like Waka Flocka, I think. Yeah, it was like ICP and Waka Flocka. I remember.
I don't remember that.
But they were supposed to stop touring completely, and then apparently Jay's okay now to tour.
Okay, when? Now?
He just did a whole fucking tour with Esham and Ouija.
I mean...
Apparently he went to there was some interview. He went to the doctor and they said he was clear.
Oh, is that so?
I mean that's what we were told.
What does that mean? What's the difference between touring and just driving around town going places?
I don't know. Maybe he just can't perform with ICP because it's too strenuous of a show.
Too stressful.
I mean, that's a bit.
I mean,
I know
you didn't
go to the Violent J show, right?
No. But
so, I mean, it was Violent J, Ouija, and Esham, and they basically like took turns for an hour.
I understand.
So, what I'm saying, that means he was like, it was, you think of that versus Jay and Shaggy doing ICP. Like, ICP is a, they put on a show. They're not just rapping like they did on Three Headed Monster Tour. So, that's could be a fair assumption.
And from what I've seen, is the Shaggy tour.
Uh-huh.
Are we really just doing like some Shaggy tracks, but then we're doing ICP tracks?
Yeah, he's doing both.
That's stupid.
Why?
Because do your shit.
That is his shit.
No, you can't just do partials fucking songs. I hate that shit.
but the other guy's not there.
Then you don't do it.
But you can't say shit. It's just...
No, it's stupid.
Nah, you'd be more mad if you went to a Shaggy 2 Dope show and didn't hear any ICP.
No, not at all.
Because most people, that's what they know.
I would expect to hear fuck off and fuck off or whatever the fuck.
You don't even know the name. There's so many fuck offs you don't even know.
Right. All the fuck off albums.
What's up, Emily? Thank you for clapping.
But I would expect to get that at a Shaggy show.
You do.
But I wouldn't expect
it. And then you get fucking Stomp, which is technically a Shaggy solo song. You know, you get a little bit of ICP tousled in there. It's more fun. It's more fun that way.
Is it?
Yeah. You like Shaggy 2 Dope because of ICP. Shaggy 2 Dope wouldn't make... Yeah, 100%.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
I mean, I just like Shaggy 2 Dope because...
There wouldn't be a Shaggy 2 Dope if there wasn't an ICP.
Well, maybe.
Everybody clap your hands.
Maybe
that's a dope show.
Maybe I like Shaggy 2 Dope more than I do ICP.
Maybe you do.
Maybe.
But you wouldn't know that if it wasn't for ICP.
You might be. I mean, you could be right.
I am.
Or the first time maybe I heard was Fuck Off album by Shaggy 2 Dope. And I was like, that dude's dope.
It's too dope.
And then I fucking hear this ICP garbage and I'm like, fuck that.
That's not dope enough.
No. I mean, I guess it could go either way. It could go both ways. But yes, no, I know Shaggy 2 Dope because of ICP. Yes. Mm-hmm. 100% that is my background of knowing Shaggy 2 Dope.
To dope. Shaggy 2 Dope. Shout out to Shaggy 2 Dope, by the way.
You really see my balls? You can't see my balls. Get out of here.
Does somebody say that?
No, you said that earlier.
If you could really see your balls, I would have told you. I said you could almost see your balls.
I don't think you almost.
You were like leg spread a minute ago.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, even if I do that, I don't think you can see them.
You know what? I was just creeping up there.
I mean, I can pull them out if you want to see them.
That's for, you know what I mean? That's for you and the people.
I mean, we might...
You got to talk to your people about that. You know what I mean? We got enough super chats or something.
All right. Going to have to make it worth it.
Y'all get enough super chats.
Because that means this episode would not be part of YouTube anymore. It would take its shit down quick.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, maybe not that quick, but definitely would go down. Yeah, let's talk about that real quick. Fucking the Shaggy 2 Dope tour. They had to cancel only 2 dates.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop the right there. So Violent J does a whole fucking tour with no cancellations. Well, he missed one show.
He missed one show for graduation.
Because his boy was graduating.
Well, these guys got in a horrific fucking car accident.
That is true.
And they only missed 2 shows that they're making up.
That's fucking crazy to me.
I can't believe that's not on the screen yet.
You got in a badass accident. Luckily, everybody's okay. Everybody's going to live. But to only miss 2 shows.
There it is.
Is unbelievable.
Bro. So I was going to pull the clip up, but I couldn't find it. Shaggy talked about it. And I talked to Bake and JoJo, who were on the bus. Apparently, from what the townspeople said, this is like a bad spot. Like, there's no guardrail. But apparently, like, if you see that door where that opening is, it's busted open. It hit that mound, and that's where Bake was sitting. He went airborne. Like, the people that found that can't, like, the people that showed up to, like, get him out was surprised that anyone was alive. And all these guys were fucking back on the road at the show 2 days later.
Thank God.
Concussions, fucking bruises. I mean, they're fucked up, but they're not...
Right.
I don't think anybody broke anything. Like, it's insane, bro.
No, I'm glad everybody's okay. Everybody's still alive. And
that's scary as shit.
Fuck yeah.
That's so scary.
I mean, you know how, like, we talked about a little bit before we went live tonight, but you imagine, you know something's going to happen sooner or later where you're out there, you know, as much as these guys are out there traveling or have been traveling, you know, throughout their careers, you know, you just hope that something's not this bad.
Right.
Or as bad as the one at ABK. Well, even Shaggy
said, he's like, this is my third accident. Once was in a bus, once was in an RV. He's like, none of them were this bad.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, but they all got out. It's crazy, man. Like, God bless, you know, people was looking out for him, man. Like,
for sure.
Like I was telling you earlier, I'm going to the show this Friday. It's in Joliet because I just want to hug my people, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, just to look at this, this is the aftermath. Could you imagine what it was like to be?
Yeah, this thing was completely over. They're pulling it up and out. They all had to climb out the side window of the other side, the driver's side of the thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But everyone's okay. They're back on the road. Apparently, they were broke down today. Well, they had something wrong with their wheel. Shaggy posted there on the side of the road with a busted wheel and a tornado's coming. So they're doing good, but they're having a hell of a time out there.
Maybe Shaggy's just bad luck. I'm only kidding. It could happen to anybody. What up, noise? 13.
You're going to come in? It's all right. You can say funny things. It's always appropriate, Noise 13. We played your little ditty earlier with the Misfits, the Michigan Misfits. Little ditty about doing a flip.
I want to see that motherfucker do a flip.
Oh, he can't do it.
Not the bus. I'm talking about Noise 13 doing a flip.
Yeah, he would. I guess that's probably what he would have said. And that would have been cool for the. Yeah.
Right.
That's right, because the bus kind of did. But yeah, I know it's like a.
No, I'm glad everybody's okay. I'm glad everybody made it out alive, unscathed, if you will. I know there's bumps and bruises, maybe concussions, whatnot, but.
For sure, man.
You know, everybody is alive to see another day. Thank God.
Yeah, that makes sense now, Noise. Yeah, they were stuck in Weed, California for a couple days.
Well, that seems suitable for everybody.
Yeah, that shit's scary, man. Like, I remember when that shit happened to Twisted and fucking, you know, Young Wicked and them and A&B had to go home because they were so fucked up.
Yeah.
Young Wicked's in the hospital right fucking now, or maybe he got out today for some other shit's going on. Like, that shit's scary, man. Like, I know people want to talk shit or pick sides or whatever in the fucking underground, but you know what I mean?
These are fucking lives and people we're talking about.
Yeah, that's scary. And these are like, a lot of these people have become our friends. Like, not just right. The art, you know what I mean? Like Twisted and all them guys obviously are friends, but like, I can't say Shaggy Tudo's my friend, but I still don't want him to get hurt.
100%.
Bakelow is my fucking friend. Like,
right.
JoJo's my fucking friend. Like, those are my actual friends. I fucking send them text messages like, bro, I love you. Are you okay? Like, I fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure. I mean, like, Bakelow and JoJo, they've always picked me out of a crowd and came over and said hi every fucking time. Have I ever said hi to, has Shaggy Tudo ever come said hi to me? No, but I don't want anything ever to fucking happen to him.
Yeah, like, it's scary and it's sad and, you know what I mean? Just like we're talking about old boy with health issues. Like, yeah, that shit's scary. This is also scary. Yeah,
I wouldn't say that Shaggy and I are friends, but definitely Bakelow and JoJo and I are friends. I mean,
yeah.
And it's always good to see that when things like this happen, that people are alive and people are doing well.
I'm not sure who else was on there. I know Clay was on the bus. Shout out to Clay. And I think the new kid that's working for Shaggy, doing the camera shit, he's a young kid. Like all a right. kid. I think he's like 18 or 19. I met him and his dad at the gathering. But yeah, man.
I don't know if they do, but a lot of times some of these buses are rented out. And usually if something happens to them, they usually get another one out fairly
quick. Strange got in a bus accident. I remember they had that one they used to tell stories about where they like rolled off the cliff and shit. That was like angelic days, though, I think. But I'm sure it happens more often than anybody who makes music wants to know.
That might be what she's talking about. Because she said it happened 1 year.
Yeah.
Not like 1 year ago.
The shit is scary, man.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. I know when you get in an accident like that, whether you're bumps and bruises, you know, and you're kind of hurt, it's still pretty hard to jump up on that stage the next day or that night.
Oh, yeah.
And still do a performance.
Well, they would have been, Shaggy said they would have been on the road the next, he would have been there the next day. They had to wait for a new ride.
Yeah.
So, which is even more crazy to me because I know that shit's got to be fucking with him, man.
Sure.
He's got to be hurt. Like, apparently he was, like, in his bunk, like, half asleep, half awake. And, like, yeah,
didn't he just get that, get, like, neck surgery done or some shit? Get
surgery all the time, bro. Yeah. He's not a young buck.
No. And for him to pull out of this and still be able to go to a fucking just show is two, fucking, you know what amazing. I mean?
Like, two, and it was like a drop. It's like a wherever they were. Like they couldn't go to the show that night, obviously. Then the next show was like 12 or 13 hours away because, you know, they would have had a stop in the middle that they didn't make. So they had to fucking get a new ride and get there. And they, you know, they had to miss it. But, like, it's fucking crazy, man. Like, props to them for coming through that quick, but at the same time, I don't think anybody would have been mad. Well, I'm sure somebody would have.
Of course people would have been mad.
Nobody should have been mad. Right. If they would have. Like, I know they was going to cancel the whole thing. Like, we'll make it up to you next time or some shit. But they're like, nope, 2 days later, fam, we're back.
I guess they were. That's crazy, though, 2 days later to get those rescheduled and back on the books and be able to go out there and do that.
Well, those two are being, they haven't announced, he said they're working on rescheduling the two, yeah. But they continue on with the rest of the tour.
Right.
And they got a second leg starting.
Okay.
So
maybe they'll add those dates on
they
the
might,
second.
Yeah, they're probably working them in.
Which makes sense.
But yeah, man, it's fucking, so you can see them rescuing them in this picture here. And then I think that's that little dude. They're climbing out the side of the, yeah, it's fucking crazy, man.
There's a video of it?
No, it's just a different photos up there in a second. You're way behind. Well, you're not that far behind anymore.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, though. I mean, luckily, that little rock embankment was there to keep them from continuing rolling.
Right.
That's what's fucking amazing. Like, that motherfucker, like, God was definitely on watching over somebody or all of them at this point.
For sure, man.
Had that little rock embankment not been there, they would have rolled probably another, probably 50 yards.
But yeah, man. I'm glad everybody's okay. We'd be having a totally different conversation today.
Yeah, if they weren't, yeah.
Do you imagine? I can, which that's what scares me.
I would like to not.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Think that.
We getting old. Y'all got to die from old age, though, not fucking car accidents and shit. We don't need accidents. Just,
I mean, if I'm going to go, I want to go in my sleep.
From old age.
I just want to, like, fall asleep and never wake up. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, like 130 or some shit.
I mean, it could happen tomorrow and I'd be okay, but.
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, you might not.
That's what I'm saying. Don't leave me, Rue.
I mean, there's a lot of people that probably wouldn't be all right with me going tomorrow, but.
Don't go. Please, I mean, don't go, man.
That's why I always say, man, tomorrow's not promised to me. And when somebody asks me how my morning's going when I go into work, and they, hey, man, how's your morning going? Well, I woke up and put 2 feet on the fucking floor, so it's a great morning.
I'm like, man, I'm fucking tired. I'm sick of this shit.
I am like that too, but I'm like, thank God I put 2 feet on the floor today and I'm up here walking around.
But we're here with y'all. We're hanging out with y'all. We got Emily in the building. We got Noise 13. Noise is coming back to America soon. I seen a show you're on somewhere. I don't remember what it was, but I seen it.
What up, Lakota? Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, man. Too Dope being good. And, yeah, luckily he didn't get hurt. Nobody got extremely injured. Looks like just some cuts and bruises.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I'm definitely, yeah. Yeah, if anybody's in the Joliet, Illinois area this Friday.
You can come get Replicon Radio merch.
I'm not going to have merch. I'm just going to be there.
Well, damn you.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to get somebody to roll with me so I could take the merch. I can't take that in my car.
Well, you can take some of it.
Maybe. Not really, though.
Sure you could. You could probably put two racks in there.
I don't think I can put any racks. I don't think I can put any racks in there. I can put a black box in there, but I don't think I can put racks in there at all.
Sure you can.
No. Maybe down the middle. Yeah, I think that's what I did before. Right. Like I had them on my arm. It was like right here on my arm.
Yeah, you could do it.
But my car, something's wrong with my car. Anyway, I ain't gonna make it that far.
So you renting one?
I'm driving halfway there to Marissa's.
Oh, see, that's all you got to do is drive halfway there. And then put it in her car. Her car will hold it.
Yeah.
She still got that Jeep or whatever.
A new one after she wrecked the other one. But
Yeah. See? So you got plenty of room once you get halfway.
That's right. Once I get halfway, you're right.
So you got plenty of room. You can ride uncomfortable for a minute.
Yeah, I guess I could. I've done way worse things. But either way, I'm going to be there because I got to go hug my people. And I'm going to go enjoy the show.
Hell yeah.
But if you're not, if you're in the St. Louis area, we got a show this weekend too. And I was trying to pull a flyer up for so I could tell you what it is.
Well, yeah, which one? Do I know about this one?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got three of them.
What's the first one? Scum.
Okay, it is a Scum show.
Shadow Snuff Tour.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, that's right. You have to pay for the whole seat, but all you need is the edge. This Sunday, August 13th, Replicon Radio, Mr. Green, Lyrical Snuff Productions presents the Shadow Snuff Tour. It's going down to 21 Rock, a brand new venue for us. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to start a new relationship with a dope venue with fucking real stage and real sound and real fucking employees and real close to home, too. Hopefully it goes well, man, and it'll be a new home for us, possibly. But even if it's not, it's going to be a dope-ass show. Lex the fucking Hexmaster, Scum, Mattapelli Music, our homie Michael Lawless, our other brother AZ the Fallen.
Yep.
Then we got C. Coli, Rev Rust, our homie Riss from fucking Springfield.
Yeah.
And Mr. Green all performing in the house.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time. You can buy tickets online right now. Shadowsnuff.brownpapertickets.com.
I am a little irritated that I'm going to be missing this because I like to see Scum and Lex.
I like to see him too.
But I'm going to be out of town.
It's like fucking friends on friends on friends on this show.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to definitely be there and see everybody, but unfortunately.
And the homie, Kid Savage. Obviously, he's out on the road with Lex. He's going to be in the motherfucking building. Lynch is in the building. It's going to be dope.
I'm going to be chilling on the beach.
Come hang out. Hey, if you can't make it to the show, you can still buy tickets online and support. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Shadowsnuff.brownpapertickets.com.
Who the fuck you say that?
Ain't nobody ever done it.
Who the fuck does that? Like, oh, motherfucker, I ain't going to be there, but I'll buy a ticket.
Nobody
anyway.
Even gives us money for stuff, so.
Right.
That don't mean they won't give us money for, you know, other stuff.
They always try talking us down on our shirts and shit. It's like, right. Jesus, everybody want a break. They're already cheap enough. Whoa. I like how we just stopped the read.
Who's reading the comment?
Look at this comment.
Well, yeah, you got to read. I don't understand it.
My weekend
was good, but kind of stale. Busy came to the neighboring res, but had to postpone due to SD bipolar-ass weather. So I missed the show on account of being broke.
San Diego.
How weather. Did you miss the show if the show got postponed due to weather? That's the part I don't understand. Right? He missed the show because he's broke, or he missed the show because the show got postponed because of weather?
He missed the show on account of being broke.
But the show got postponed because of the weather.
Right. So maybe he won't be broke when it, well, unless it's sold out. But maybe you'll be able to see it when it's
Busy Bone just came and played. Is that a thing? Busy Bone just comes and plays on Indian reservations and shit?
I'm sure it is.
Why didn't y'all just get it free?
I mean, Nelly was out there at the
Washington State Fair,
yeah, Friday night.
That was
night.
Packed.
And then Big Rich was out there Saturday.
I seen the video. They moved it to the next day, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, that sucks.
You had a whole extra day to come up for the come up, bro. Come on, man.
But he probably had shit going on. He had to miss it.
He said he's broke off the fence.
He might have worked.
He might have.
I've been working that day.
Busy with Bone played here 2 weeks ago, and Busy was not there. But apparently he was supposed to be, and it was a plane issue, not a, he's not a part of it. Because that happens a lot with Bone. You never know who you're going to get.
Do plane issues happen a lot?
No. He wasn't even supposed to be here issue.
Right.
Apparently he was actually supposed to be there. Like, they even mentioned it. Normally they don't mention it.
Right.
They even said, like.
So who showed up here? Was it just Lazy?
It was three of them.
Wish and fucking.
It was Wish, Lazy, and another one. I don't remember. Crazy, maybe? Crazy, Lazy, and Wish?
Yeah.
Might have been what it was. Who's the other one?
Busy.
And there's another one, right?
Crazy, Lazy, Wish, and Busy. Crazy, Lazy, Wish.
And Doc.
Doc Bone.
Sleepy.
I'm the motherfucking Doc Bone.
Flesh and Bone. That's a bone, right?
Flesh and Bone. Flesh Bone.
I said it before you typed it. Thank God.
I'm a Doc Bone.
The fucking, the knee bone is connected to the.
Right. It's neck funny. Bone. It's me, yo. It's Funny Bone. Going down, making that money bone.
Right. Money bone. Dick bone. Back bone.
You don't have a bone in your dick. It's cartilage.
I don't mean it don't have a name.
I mean, if you want to be dick bone.
Mo Thugs. They part of bone.
That
right?
was a super group, yeah.
I don't think that was a super good.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.